Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring individual Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Frank Wilson, Edward Starr, Mary Wells, Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, Lionel Richie, Ardeen Taylor, David Ruffin, and Brenda Holloway. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature individual Motown artists.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. You say you love me, and I believe you do. You really, really love me, 'cause I love.
Motown Memory from Mary Wells, I Don't Want to Take a Chance. And they reached number 33 in the U.S. pop charts and number 9 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1961. Before that, Edward Starr and 25 Miles, number 6 on the pop charts, number 6 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1969. And we started with Frank Wilson, a very rare 45, Do I Love You, Indeed I Do. It was recorded and released briefly in 1965, and there was only about 250 demo 45s pressed, as Frank Wilson decided he did not want to be an artist and preferred writing and producing. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring individual Motown artists. Well, coming up, a smash hit by Michael Jackson called Ben. Well, Ben was a song written by Don Black and composed by Walter Schroff for the 1972 film of the same name, which was a sequel to the 1971 killer rat film called Willard. In the film, it was performed by Lee Montgomery and Michael Jackson over the closing credits. Well, Michael Jackson's single, released on the Motown record label in 1972, spent 1 week at the top of the U.S. charts. Billboard ranked it as the number 20 song for the entire year of 1972. It also reached number one on the Australian pop charts, spending 8 weeks at the top spot. The song later reached a peak of number 7 on the British pop charts. Well, the song Ben won a Golden Globe for Best Song, and it was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1973. It lost to a song called The Morning After from the Poseidon Adventure. Well, here is Ben Michael Jackson right here on Motown Memories.
Ben, the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were looking for.
Yeah.
since you've been away. I've been down and lonely. Since you've been away, I've been thinking of you, trying to understand the reason you left me. What were you going?
Lionel Richie with Dancing on the Ceiling, and they reached number 2 in the U.S. pop charts in 1986. Before that, Diana Ross and Missing You, reaching number 10 from 1984, and it was written and produced by Lionel Richie. And we started with Michael Jackson and Ben, number 1 from 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring individual Motown artists. Well, coming up, a song that was a hit in the UK but not in the United States. Here is There's a Ghost in My House by R. Dean Taylor, right here on Motown.
There's a ghost in my house, the ghost of your memory, the ghost of the love you took from me. Where our love used to be, all these shadows from the past I see. Time can't seem to erase the vision of your smiling face. Though you found something new, I can't get over you. There's a ghost in my house, and I can't hide from the ghost of your love that's inside. It keeps on haunting me, just keeps on reminding me. In my mind I know you're gone, but my heart keeps holding on to the memories of those happy times.
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
My whole world.
cry, every night I sigh, every night I wonder why you treat me cold, yet you won't let me go. Every little hurt counts, every little hurt counts. You say you're coming home, yet you never phone, leave me all alone, my love is a strong for you. This loneliness you've given me, yeah. I can't go on giving my life away. You're the boy who has to say when I should play. Yet you hurt me, desert me.
Holloway with Every Little Bit Hurts. That was her highest charting song, reaching number 13 in the United States pop charts in 1964. She had 6 charting 45s overall. Before that, David Ruffin in My Whole World Ended the Moment You Left Me, number 9 in the pop charts, number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1969. And we started with R. Dean Taylor, There's a Ghost in My House. Didn't chart in the U.S., but reached number 3 in the U.K. in 1974. It was recorded in 1967, and it became a popular dance song in the U.K. and was reissued in 1974. Well, this half hour will feature some great individual Motown artists. Coming up after the break, we'll continue to feature individual Motown artists. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.